what all of us do is the reading of Isaiah, because how much God loves us, that we are precious in His sight. To me, that's just awesome. Epiphany, the word epiphany, the definition, has two important parts. The first is the appearance, the showing forth, the manifestation of a divine being. For us, for Christians, Epiphany is the showing forth of Jesus Christ, our Savior. But the second part, sometimes we don't think about it too much, or we don't talk about it too much. It's also about perception, having the awareness of the Lord, the being, the divine being, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, being aware of His extraordinary presence. That's what epiphany is, when we feel God's presence and we're aware. The epiphany season teaches us how God became known to us, to the human beings. He became known to us through Jesus Christ. Jesus personally became a human being. He became a man. Jesus came here to live with us intimately, just like you and just like me. And Jesus, His life, everything He said, He did, it teaches us and it shows us the true nature of God the Father. Jesus also teaches us the way of the kingdom. Today, basically, we learn the pattern, the model of ministry, the model or the pattern of being a Christian, the how-tos, how we're supposed to do our faith, how we are to believe in God, how we go about it. We also see it in John, in the Gospel, but we learn it perfectly, the pattern, we learn it perfectly from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, in the Gospel, it starts up and says, as the people were filled with expectation, all were questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he might be the Messiah. Well, that could have been a real head trip for John. He could have very easily, because of being human, he could have very easily become very egocentric and thought, well, yeah, I'm terrific. I'm the Messiah. But he didn't do that. John loved God above all. John knew his place. John was content, and nothing would do but for him to do the will of God the Father. And he even explained it. He said, I baptize you with water, but the one who is coming is more powerful than I am, and I am not even worthy to untie the thongs of his sandals. In those days, only the slaves untied the thongs of the sandals. So what John was trying to say was, he's not even worthy to be Jesus' slave. He realized that he wasn't worthy. The only thing that made John worthy, and the only thing that makes us worthy to stand before God, is Jesus Christ. And John knew that. His was a ministry of directing people, gathering people, guiding people into repentance, being aware of their sins. Repentance, in and of itself, is the first step to awareness. Awareness brings all people, it brings us to reality, to God's reality, and then to change. We become aware of God, we become aware of His presence, His love for us, how precious we are to Him, and then we become a little bit more honest, confess our sins, and want to repent. We have a willingness to listen to Him, to obey Him, and then to change our behavior, and then to have action, to actually do something about God's love for us and our love for God. All of these things occur as we really gospel. Now, even though he didn't need to be baptized because he was without sin, he still shows us the right path, the correct behavior that's needed to begin a new life with God. And we can begin our new life with God each and every day. And that's knowing that we have sins and being repentant. Jesus teaches us that we need to accept God and be baptized. We need to be baptized and be washed from our sins, to be repentant, be aware of our sins, to be sorry, but then also to change. We are to be humble and content and to listen to the Lord, to listen to God, and then do. We must love God more than we love ourselves. So for us, when we hear the word Epiphany, yes, we may think of the star, the three wise men, the three magi. It's not here, I've got a point, but it's not here, the nativity scene. The three kings, but we learn more than that. We learn how the wise men noticed the star. They didn't ignore it. They didn't put their life before that, said, well, maybe next week. They didn't ignore the star, the message from God. They followed it. They had a perception that something different was happening, that God was moving. They had an awareness that something extraordinary was to happen, the birth of our Savior. And all of that awareness, all of that commitment, and all of that love turned into action, and that brought them to Jesus as a baby. Now the wise men and John the Baptist, we know that's not all. Throughout the entire Bible, can you think of some of people who took time to stop and to see what was occurring? How about Moses and the burning bush? How about Noah and the ark? What if they had thought, oh, well, I'm too in a rush, I'll think about it next week? How about Elijah? Or even the faithfulness of Joseph, Jacob's son? He had a life in him, but he was always faithful with God. How about Abraham and Isaac? How about Samuel and Eli? There's just many. All of them took the time to be aware, and they took the time to listen, and then they made the time to have action. And all of that pleases God the Father. We are to do our part because we love God. We are to do our part because we accept Jesus. He is our Savior. And we know that He has sent the Holy Spirit to give us His power, the power of the Holy Spirit, so we can do our part for Him. And as we also learn from Jesus, He had a life of prayer. So all who we are and all that we do should begin with prayer and end with prayer. Maybe some prayer in the middle when we're doing what we're doing for the Lord. Epiphany is a time for us to stop and think, to take the time to listen to God, to listen to what His will is for us, how we love Him, how we love one another, and how we share that. Remember what the Gospel said? Read that all who are baptized into His name may keep the covenant. That's for us to keep our promises, because we have made the promise to God. And then not stop there, but to boldly confess. In other words, to go out and invite people to church. Boldly tell people about Jesus and the relationship that we have and the benefits that God is giving to all people. And we do that because we love Him.